Good morning. So let's have a think about that Bible passage we watched earlier. Now, if you have a Bible, it was from Acts 8, verses 26 to 40. So if you want to find that. Philip is told by God to go somewhere specific, as Steve told us, and is instructed to speak to the Ethiopian, who's reading scriptures but doesn't understand what he's reading. And I know that's a familiar feeling of reading or listening to something but not quite understanding it. Philip, it says in verse 35, explains the good news of Jesus. That's probably true of many people that we know. They've heard about Jesus, they've read about Jesus. Maybe some of you even in this building fall into that category, but you don't really understand it. And understanding the good news of Jesus is life-changing. It totally changes this Ethiopian's life, and it changes our lives too. So I wonder if you are a little bit smaller, doesn't have to be age-related, you might, Sam's already sitting at the front, you might want to come and sit closer to the front, bring a grown-up if you are younger, because you might want to have a closer look at what we're going to look at. No one small. Yeah, Reuben, Imogen. So let's just take my lion here. He is brave. He can do anything. He's brilliant, isn't he? And he's over here. But you know what? Sometimes this lion does bad things. Here, over here is God, and here is the lion. The lion could represent us as well. And the lion does bad things. He thinks bad thoughts. He maybe lies. He maybe didn't listen to his mummy or daddy. Maybe he runs off. And no matter what he does, he cannot get over to God because of all those bad things, the sin that stands in the way. And he wants to get over to God, and God wants a relationship with the lion. And because Jesus died on the cross, we know that Jesus died on the cross, and we thought about that at Easter. It makes a bridge for the lion, and the lion, even though he has sinned, can have a relationship with God because Jesus died on the cross. Now, probably lots of us already know that, and he can then have his relationship with God. But how does Jesus dying on the cross mean that we can have a relationship with God? So I'd like to show you something else and show you how that works. So here is my friend Hank. Now Steve is going to film this so it can go up on the screen. So here is my friend Hank, okay? Hank tries to be good, but sometimes Hank does some bad things. Can anyone think of some things that you might do that might be bad? Some of the things that Hank might do. Can anyone think of something that he might do? Anyone. Doesn't have to be someone at the front. I was thinking one of the things that Hank does is he sometimes lies. Do you ever sometimes tell a lie? So here is sin. Now, sin is a posh word, a word that we use to describe bad things that we do. So Hank sometimes tells a lie. Can you think of anything else that Hank might do? Get angry. Yeah, Hank certainly gets angry. Anything else that Hank might do? Says mean things. Yeah. Dear Hank. Dearie me, Hank's doing... Sometimes Hank ignores something. When he knows that he should do something good, he ignores it. And each time he does something, it separates him from God. In Isaiah 59, verse 2, it says, "Your sins have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden your face, hidden his face from you, so you will not hear." But you know what? Hank thinks, do you know what? I can get rid of all that bad stuff by doing some good things. So Hank could give some money to charity. He could volunteer, maybe even in church. He could do a caring job. And he does all those things. And he thinks, brilliant, do you know what? I can have a relationship with God. Even though those bad things, I can do some good things. And God will be pleased with me. But you know what the Bible says in Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9? It is by grace that we are saved, not by our own doing or by our own works. So they're all the good things. And Hank tries to get clean by doing all those good things. So we talked about them. Maybe helping his friend at school. Maybe giving some money to charity. And he's trying to get clean by doing all those good things. But the problem is, Hank isn't very clean, is he? He can't, he can't get rid of those bad things he's done because he's not perfect to see God, to be with God, in relationship with God. In fact, Hank's looking a right mess, isn't he? Then, one day, Hank hears about Jesus. One of his friends says, Hank, do you want to come to church? And Hank's not too sure, but he goes along. And he hears about Jesus. And he finds out that it's not about doing good things, but God sent his son, Jesus, to die on that cross to take away Hank's punishment and take away the sin, the bad things that Hank has done. Jesus dying on that cross means that Hank can have his sins taken away, but he has to do three things, an A, B, C. He has to admit that he's done bad things. And then he has to believe that Jesus is God's son. In John 3:16, it says that God sent his son so that whoever believes in him might not die, but shall have eternal life. And then he has to confess with his mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, as it says in Romans 10:9-10. And meeting with Jesus, Hank has been made clean. He can have a relationship with God. But do you know, it's not all spotty. His sin has gone. God, through Jesus, has taken away those bad things so he can have a relationship. And do you know what's even more amazing? Is that Hank has God's Holy Spirit within him now. And like Philip in that passage, he can explain to other people about Jesus. He can tell them about Jesus and he can explain to them. Maybe he can invite them to church and they can be introduced to Jesus. And imagine these are Hank's friends. The Holy Spirit being within Hank can introduce other people to Jesus. And when they accept and believe and confess that Jesus is Lord, they too can be made clean. And it's the same for us. If we do those three things, it's gone white. Those people, Hank's friends, can also know about Jesus. And that's a prompt for us, as Steve talked about earlier, about when the Spirit prompts us to go and when the Spirit prompts us to do, we can explain the good news of Jesus to other people.